The question of water exports has received a whole lot of attention. People are concerned that if we sell even a small amount of water, we could open the floodgates for future sales. But the thing that I find most fascinating is how this whole question of water use is starting to change. For many years, we had this idea that there was a surplus of water. We could siphon it off for our cities, factories, and farms because it wasn't being used. Now we're starting to realize that there's no such thing as surplus water. Every drop is being used for some purpose, to cover a spawning area, sustain a wetlands, generate hydropower, and keep navigation going, to name a few. This doesn't mean that we can't use the water, but we have to be aware that each drop we take is being taken away from some other use, and we use a lot of water. A study done by the International Joint Commission in 1985 showed that uses inside the Great Lakes Basin consume roughly 3% of the water that would flow out of the system into the St. Lawrence River. And remember, that's 3% of the world's largest freshwater system. So we need to be looking at how we use water inside the Great Lakes Basin, as well as water exports, and we need to develop adequate policies now.